Translation: when Pundarika Vijayanidhi saw that Lord Jagannath was given a starched garment, he became a little hateful. In this way, his mind was polluted. So next text.
Slok 80. Shei ratri Jagannath bolai ashiya. Dui bhai chorantare hashiya hashiya.
Translation: that night, the brothers Lord Jagannath and Balaram came to Pundarika Vidyanidhi and smiling began to slap him. Text 81, go on.
81. Gal phulilo acharyo antare ullash. Bistari Burniya Chin Brinda Banadash.
Translation: although his cheeks were swollen from the slapping, Pundarika Vidyanidhi was very happy with him. This incident has been elaborately described by Thakur Vrindavan Das.
Text 82. Ei moto pradobdo aishe gaurer bhaktogan. Prabhu sanghe rohi kare jatra darshan.
Translation: every year the devotees of Ganga will come and stay with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the Ratha Yatra festival.
83. Tar moddhe je je barshe achaye bishesh. Bistariya age taha kuhibo nishesh.
Translation: whatever happened during those years that is worth noting shall be described later.
Text 84. Ei matro Mahaprabhur chari batshor gelo. Dokhin jatra ashite dui batshor lagilo.
Translation: thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed 4 years. He spent the first 2 years on his tour in South India.
85. Ar dui botsur chahi Brindavan jaite. Ramanando hote prabhu na pare cholite.
The other 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he could not leave Jagannath Puri because of Ramananda Raya's tricks.
Text 86. Panchama Batshare Gauredo Bhaktogano Aila. Roth dekhi naruhila gaurere cholila.
Translation: during the 5th year, the devotees from Bengal came to see the Ratha Yatra festival. After seeing it, they did not stay but returned to Bengal.
87. Tabe Prabhu Sarvabhoma Ramananda Sthane. Alingana Kuri Kahe Madhur Bachane.
Translation: Then Suchitaya Mahaprabhu placed a proposal before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Raya. He embraced them and spoke sweet words.
88. বহুত উৎকণ্ঠা মোর যাইতে বৃন্দাবন, তোমার হটে দুই বৎসর না কইলু গমন।
Translation: Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, "My desire is to go to Vrindavan, and my desire to go to Vrindavan has very much increased. Because of your tricks, I have not been able to go there for the past 2 years."
89. অবশ্য চলিবে দুহে করহ সম্মতি, তোমা দুহা বিনা মোর নাহি অন্য গতি।
Translation: "This time I must go. Will you please give me permission? Save for you two, I have no other resort."
Text 90. Gaur deshe hoy mor dui samasray, janani jannavi ei dui dayamay.
Translation: "In Bengal, I have two shelters, my mother and the river Ganges. Both of them are very merciful."
Text 91. Gaur desh diya jabo ta shoba dekhiya, tumi dohe agga deho porosanno hoya.
Translation: "I shall go to Vrindavan through Bengal and see both my mother and the river Ganges. Now will you too be pleased to give me permission?"
92. Shuniya Prabhur Bani Mone Bicharoy, Prabhu Shane Oti Hato Kobhu Bhalo Noy.
Translation: "When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Raya heard these words, they began to consider that it was not at all good that they had played so many tricks on the Lord."
93. Duhe kohe ebe borsha cholite naribo, Bijaya dashami aile obosho choliba.
Translation: "They both said, now that the rainy season is here, it will be difficult for you to travel. It is better to wait for Vijaya Dashami before departing for Vrindavan."
94. Anandi Mahaprabhu Borsha Koilo Samadhan, Bijaya Dashami Dine Kurilo Poyan.
Translation: "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to thus receive their permission. He waited until the rainy season passed, and when the day of Vijaya Dashami arrived, he departed for Vrindavan."
95. Jagannathir prasad prabhu joto paya chilo, kadai chandan dur sab sangi loilo.
Translation: "The Lord collected whatever remnants of food were left by Lord Jagannath. He also took remnants of the Lord's Kadara cloth, ointment, sandalwood, and ropes with him."
96. Jagannathi agga magi prabhate cholila, উড়িয়া ভক্তগণ সঙ্গে পাছে চলি আইলা।
Translation: After taking Lord Jagannath's permission early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, and all the devotees of Orisha began following him.
97. Uriya bhaktogane prabhu jatne nibarila. Nijogana sange prabhu bhavanipur aila.
Translation: With great care, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade the Orishan devotees to follow him. Then, accompanied by his personal associates, he first went to Bhavanipura. Purport: One goes through the Bhavanipura before reaching a well-known place named Janka Deipura or Janaki Devipura. 98.
রামানন্দ আইলা পাছে দোলায় চড়িয়া, বাণীনাথ বহু প্রসাদ দিল পাঠাইয়া।
Translation: After Lord Chaitanya reached Bhavanipura, Ramananda Raya arrived on his palanquin, and Vaninath Raya had a large quantity of prasadam sent to the Lord.
99. Prasad bhojan kori tathai rohila. Pratok kale choli prabhu Bhubaneshwar aila.
Translation: After taking prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained there for the night. Early in the morning, he began walking, and finally he reached Bhubaneswar.
Text 100. Katoke ashila koilo Gopal darshan. Shapneshwar bipra koilo prabhur nimantran.
Translation: After reaching the city of Katak, he saw the temple of Gopal and a Brahmin, their name Swapneshwar, invited the Lord to eat.
101. Ramananda Rai Shab Gane Nimantrilo. Bahi Ruddane Ashi Prabhu Bashaku Koilo.
Translation: Ramananda Raya invited all the others for their meals, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his resting place in a garden outside the temple.
102. Bhikkha kori bokul tale korila bistram. Prataparudra thai rae korilo payan.
Translation: While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest beneath a bakula tree, Ramananda Raya immediately went to Maharaj Prataparudra.
103. Shuni anandito raja oti shighro aila. Prabhu dekhi dandavat bhumete padila.
Translation: The king was very happy to hear the news, and he hastily went there. Upon seeing the Lord, he fell flat to offer him obeisances. I think we'll stop there. I was instructed to treat from 7 to 9 to 1:30, but it's not practical. I have more 10 more minutes. 1:30. I know you want to finish it on time, but this is not practical right now. Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyana Jamsa Saksul Mitam Yunatas Mai Singur Bema Vancha Kalpatari Vyacha Kripa Sundubhya Eva Chaparita Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishaya Bhutale Smati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinam Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravan Pichari So, let's reflect on the first text we read, 7 to 9, which basically, according to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which gives the details of this very Leela. You know, when Pundarik, most of you know Pundarik Vidyanidhi, is a very exalted Vaishnava. He's the spiritual master of Gadara Pandit. Gadara Pandit is one of the, is a member of the Panchatattva. And you see, although he was, he's a member of the Panchatattva, he took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi for strategic reasons. Some of you know the reasons. When the first time that Gadara Pandit encountered Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he had some doubts because he had heard about Pundarik Vidyanidhi so much. And he came there to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, such an exalted devotee that he has heard so much of eulogy about. But when he came into the surrounding of, into the room where Pundarik Vidyanidhi was staying, it's just, it's opulence all over the place. So he had some doubts that, a pure devotee of the Lord is supposed to be detached and renounced. How could he live in this type of opulence? And the person who brought him there was like a little bit apprehensive because he also knew that Gadara Pandit had some doubt about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now, to doubt a pure devotee constitutes an offense. Just because he lives in opulence doesn't preclude him from being a perfected soul. In fact, that's some type of misunderstanding that, when you are a pure devotee, you should just perhaps be wearing kupins. But it hasn't got to be like that. In fact, our process is that of utilizing everything in Krishna's service. The type of detachment, renunciation we practice implies we utilize everything in Krishna's service. The talents, skills, intellect, financial resources, even your family, body weights, in the service of Krishna. So it's not that someone becomes a devotee and then he practices mana, not to talk. No, we talk, but we don't talk hogwash. We don't talk insincere nonsense. We talk Krishna consciousness, Krishna katha. So similarly, the dressing, I remember vividly when I was young, I was temple president. when I went out to take devotees out on Harinam, I would personally examine all of their wears, the ladies and the boys. If you're putting on bedroom slippers, I send it back to the ashram. Because the Harinam itself is a public relation type of preaching. And traditionally, people don't, majority of people in the West, they don't understand why the devotees wear what they're wearing. So sometimes they see us as people who just, you're wearing bed sheets or bed spreads. So we don't want to increase that negative thought pattern of the non-devotees. So I will personally check the devotees, whether they iron their clothes before we go out for the Harinam, whether they're putting on bedroom silpas or they're putting on some, you know, presentable wear. Because the non-devotees, they don't understand. So Gaurapandi tend to have had his mind polluted by some doubt that put, because Pundarik was in an opulence situation, and then but then he realized that he committed an offense. And what he did to be able to compensate for that offense was to take shelter of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is an exalted personality from all circumstances. Now, but then, you know, this whole scenario, this whole leela of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, you know, becoming hateful of or criticizing the servants of Lord Jagannath for putting starched clothes on Lord Jagannath. It is mentioned in the purport in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that it was a staged, it was orchestrated event. It was a staged hateful feeling. It was a staged attitude of criticism, because he knew he shouldn't criticize the devotees of Lord Jagannath. In fact, when he was critical about, he went to Puri with Swarup Damodar, and so he went to Swarup Damodar and was complaining to Swarup Damodar that, look, these pujaris, you know, they put starched clothes on the Lord, and it shouldn't be like that. Each time we buy some clothes, normally we wash them, because people who knit the clothes, who manufacture the clothes, they may be people who go to the toilet without bathing. So, to keep the clothes pure, normally it's washed. But the tradition is completely different with Jagannath. And so Swarup Damodar tried to pacify Pundarik Vidyanidhi that, look, I understand your point. This is a general rule. But there's an exclusion. That rule doesn't apply to Lord Jagannath. And if Lord Jagannath didn't want those starched clothes, he would have revealed his intention or his negative attitude or his objection to his priest, to the pujaris. And so Swarup Damodar tried to pacify Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But offense has already been committed. And so when he went to sleep, Jagannath and Baladev came to him and gave him some blessings. But then also let's be clear. Traditionally, when we have some challenge in our devotional life, we query, Lord Krishna, why me? Why put me in this type of difficulty? I've been serving you over the years, huh? And you should protect me. But here is a case where the Lord personally came and, you know, slapped him. So he understood it to be a special mercy. In fact, when he woke up from the dream, he noticed that, you know, the palm prints of the Lord. The Lord, on his palm, we have lines on our palms, but on the palms of the Lord, there are symbols. Just like on his toes, there are symbols. So someone says, well, I am Krishna. I said, okay, welcome, my dear Lord. Can we see?
Can we see your toes? Can we see your toes? The symbols on your toes. Is there in the scripture? There are some symbols on markings on the Lord. So when Puttari Vijayanidhi woke up from the dream, he noticed that his cheek was swollen with palm prints of symbols of the Lord. So then he got up. He was jubilating. He said, This is the Lord's mercy. After being slapped, he said, this is the Lord's mercy. But you see, this is exactly what we can take home from here, is that when something happens to us, of course the Bhagavatam mentions that the difficulties we pass through if we are practicing devotees. The difficulties we pass through in our life are just a tip of the iceberg. If we are not devotees, it would have been worse. And therefore, whatever we pass through is an aspect of the mercy of the Lord. Now, the other point about this Leela that we can take home with is, it is very dangerous to criticize a devotee. In fact, one of the 10 offenses that we read in most temples every morning is to blaspheme the devotee. It's the same thing. And the blasphemy devotee doesn't mean a pure, just a paramahamsa. Any devotee. We blaspheme, we are bound to have some reactions. So we see in the case of Puttari Vijayanidhi, although it is a staged leela, but there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from here. To be careful, and rather instead of being critical about devotees, we should be appreciative. We should find some good things in the life of those devotees, in the services, and appreciate. Instead of having a hateful mindset towards any devotee, we should have appreciative thinking. And we don't lose anything when we appreciate someone. Rather, we stand to gain. So it is imperative that we see the situation of this leela of Puttari Vijayanidhi as an element to boost our Krishna consciousness, because it has to do with finding fault. Our time is already way beyond the time by 2.5 minutes. Any comment or question? Maybe one comment or question?
Can you please explain just a little bit more what you mean when you say it's a stage leela?
Yeah, it's a stage leela because Puttari Vijayanidhi is a pure devotee and he was not supposed to find fault with the servants of Lord Jagannath. But he did. He did. And he was angry with the servants of Lord Jagannath. He was not supposed to. But he did. So the Lord orchestrated this. It is not that he was an imperfect soul and he didn't know what he was doing. The Lord simply used him and then also reward him with some. He participated in it, like you go on stage to perform a theater. I mean, you're a theater artist. Each time you participate in a movie, you get paid heavily. And so here, because of his participation, his volunteer service to be part of this leela, the Lord rewarded him by giving him some real good dirty slaps. All right. So thank you. We stop here. And we'd like to thank all of you for your services to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada's movement. Majority of us have come to this movement because of Srila Prabhupada's books. And for the past month or so, you've been very much helping to distribute Prabhupada's books. So thank you very much, and may Lord Chaitanya Prabhu bless all of these great warriors of Krishna consciousness. May Lord Krishna protect you from all of the dangers on the planet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.